We catch up with John Amidon, who just recently returned from the, I believe, 30th annual School of America protests down in Fort Benning, Georgia. John Amidon is a member of Veterans for Peace and a local community activist here in the Capital District. Probably a number of our listeners have heard of the School of Americas over the year, recently set up during 1961 during the Kennedy administration to basically train anti-communist counterinsurgency training. Kicked out of Panama in 1984 when under the terms of the Panama Canal Treaty. But still a lot of complaints, obviously, over the years about what exactly the School of America does, and particularly its role in training people who may engage with many would consider, if not outright torture, certainly violation of human rights. But, John, since this is the 30th commemoration of the School of America, what's the 30 commemoration about?
Well, on November 16th, 1989, the El Salvadorian Army, led by 19 School of the Americas graduates, went into the university in San Salvador, and they brutally murdered six Jesuit priests. Amongst them was a priest by the name of Father Ignacio La Curia, and he was an outspoken critic of the El Salvadorian military and the dictatorship, and they also murdered the housekeeper and her daughter. And this led to really the school getting a lot of publicity and attention, and led to the SOA Watch
now
coming into existence. Right. Anyway, the school itself, it was a very vile institute, as you've already mentioned. It's been dubbed the School of the Assassins and the School of Coups, and it's ongoing in its efforts to subvert democracy and torture and rape and many criminal activities.
Well, speaking of being the School of Coups, unfortunately right now South America seems to be ongoing a new way of coups, and obviously the most recent one has been in Bolivia. Are any of the School of America graduates involved in the Bolivia situation?
Yeah, in the coup in Bolivia with the overthrow of President Evo Morales, there were at least seven SOA WINSEC graduates who were implicated in orchestrating the coup against President Morales.
And, you know, what are some of the other coups that people allegedly trained by the School of America have been involved with in, you know, recent years?
Well, before that, the most recent one was in Honduras, and that was just a few years back. And there are a number of different coups all up and down Latin America. In Guatemala, there was Rios Montt and the civil war there. In El Salvador, there was a bloody civil war. In Chile right now, there is great unrest, and Chile sends the second largest number of military personnel to the School of the Americas, WINSEC. It's actually called the Western Hemisphere, the Institute for Security Cooperation now, because the protests against it made it so hot they closed it for a month and then reopened it under a different name.
Now, I'm going to take a wild guess that whether they're Democrats or Republicans in the White House, they don't admit that this is a School of Assassins, but probably, we're trying to, you know, really instill democratic values and respect to human rights and to, you know, these third world developing countries. You know, what has been sort of the response to the contention by, you know, the American government that this, in fact, is a human rights effort?
Well, the American government, as it is currently, supports the coup. We are worldwide known for the subversion of democracy and installing fascist dictators, particularly in Latin America. Of the candidates currently in the presidential race on the Democratic side, the only one I know of who is strongly spoke out against this is Bernie Sanders, and the commentary by other candidates has been categorized as very tepid and weak. But But Bernie has given a very strong statement saying this was a coup. And it's a coup because the military forced the resignation of President Morales.
Now, could you maybe describe what does the, you know, the annual vigil or protest, what, you know, what happens at it?
Well, in the last few years, some of the vigils, the annual one was actually moved out to Nogales along the border of near Tucson, Arizona, in Arizona along the border. And this was because the focus became on the immigration issue and the separation of children from their parents and that particular horror. So this year we returned to Fort Benning and the School of the Americas because of the commemoration of both the massacre in San Salvador, but also because it was time to remember all of the people who have been arrested in civil disobedience at Fort Benning, and they too were honored. And it's been estimated that over 83,000 Latin American troops, state forces, have trained at SOA WINSEC. And this is a school where the training of these graduates really has resulted in massacres, assassinations, torture, destabilization of economy, land grabs, disappearances of people, and it's just been horrific. The record has been so egregious over the years. Now, and this is really frightening, the Department of Homeland Security is starting to train at the School of the Americas. The Border Patrol and ICE are being trained at Fort Benning, and they are training there with the same type of training that the School of the Americas graduates received. And we have to worry for the people at the border because already over 100 people have been killed at the border. And there is one stunning fact, Mark, that on October 24th, a contract confirmed that the Border Patrol purchased 33 million rounds of bullets and could, they haven't yet, purchase another 330 million additional rounds over the next 5 years. So who is the Department of Homeland Security going to wage war against with 33 million rounds of bullets? I mean, this is amazing and frightening, and all of the good that money might do spent elsewhere.
So we have about
on almost anything.
So we have about 2 minutes left. One of the other things I've noticed is that apparently ICE is now at Fort Benning using that as a location of a new urban warfare training facility. What's that about?
Yeah. Well, it's a hyper-realistic simulation of homes, hotels, commercial buildings in Chicago and Arizona. And so what it's exactly about is it looks like, you know, they're going to be waging war on us if we speculate, and certainly on immigrants coming into the country. And it's one of those things where the fascism here and the ramping up of violence and the militarization of our police forces just continues to grow. We all need to be very much aware and protest and as always, strongly raise our voices for the poor, the people who are forced to migrate into the country because we've destabilized their homelands and made their conditions so intolerable that they have really no other choice but to flee because they're either being politically repressed or economically repressed.
So we've been talking with John Amidon of the Veterans for Peace about his recent participation in the School of America protests at Fort Benning. John, if people want more information either about the School of America or about Veterans for Peace, 20 seconds. What's a couple of websites?
Right. They can go to the School of the Americas Watch website. Just Google School of the Americas Watch. I think it's SOAW.com, but I'd have to check. And Veterans for Peace. Just Google Veterans for Peace, and you'll pull up veteransforpeace.com, too. And you can get all the information. You're there and a lot more than we could cover in 10 minutes.
Well, thank you, John. This has been Mark Dunley with our weekly Peace Bucket for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.